Just back from Washington, the governor says Congress is poised to enact some type of cap-and-trade system regulating carbon emissions, even as Wisconsin moves ahead with a multi-state regional initiative.
I think it's highly preferable that there be a national system, but I do believe that the work we're doing in the Midwest can be very helpful, and we have to do it because the Midwest has some very unique concerns here.
Doyle says it's important that Wisconsin and other states which burn a lot of coal aren't put at a disadvantage by any cap-and-trade system. Wisconsin currently burns coal for about 65% of its energy needs.
It is just not going to happen that we are going to drop somewhere below 50% anytime in probably my lifetime and probably most of your lifetimes. But to get from 65 to 50 is a huge decrease.
Doyle met with federal officials to discuss how stimulus dollars might be best used for energy projects in Wisconsin, such as converting the coal-fired Charter Street plant in Madison to biomass. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.